Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I'm going to ask you a question this morning. You don't need to answer it. But it might just start stirring thoughts in your head. This morning question is, where is God? Firstly, can you all hear me? Yeah?
Yeah?
Right, good. In today's society, sometimes it's a question in which a lot of people can wonder, where is God in all the turmoil, in all the killings we see on the news, the wars, the unrest, the brokenness in lives? Where is God? To answer the question, you have to read all the Bible. So that's a challenge for you this morning. But I'll just summarise it briefly for you. Because the answer at the end is fantastic. Where is God? In Genesis, right at the beginning of Scripture, in some ways, we're introduced to God. That man's introduction to God is very special. Man's introduction to where is God is fantastic. We learn about this amazing experience early on in Scripture. It says in Genesis 3, verses 8 to 9, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. So we learn here in this scripture that God's very presence was with man. He walked with him in the Garden of Eden. This was not just something that happens once in a while. By the way the scripture is written, it seems it was a regular event. In the cool of that evening, God was in the garden. And from how it was written, it appears that God was not only just in the garden, he was wanting to be with man, his creation, in his very presence. Just as I am here, now stood with you, this is how God wanted to be. God wanted to be this close to man. Quite amazing when you think of it. That God wants to be this close to man. In that very same scripture we read that at that point man then hid from God's presence. And God called out to man, where are you? Was this an unfortunate thing of how things are going to be? Are we now hiding from God's presence? Later in Scripture, in Exodus 40, verse 34, it speaks of God's presence again. But this time it's slightly different. This time it speaks of, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. God's presence is still with man, but slightly different. God's now become a camper. In some ways, it doesn't seem to be as approachable as it was in the last scripture. There seems to be something separating man from God. Where is God here? Where is God now in this scripture? Later still in Scripture, we still find that God's presence seems to be with us, but at a distance. We read that God's presence is in the temple. And it is now being divided by a curtain. A curtain which only the priest could enter within and get close to God's presence. That something was going to change. And now I jump quite quickly into the New Testament of Scripture. And it says in Matthew 27, verse 51, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. This is when Jesus died on the cross. He died for a reason. He died for you and me. He died that we might now regain that relationship with God. That it might put a different twist onto the question, where is God? So where is God now? I'll bring you right up to date. Where is God now? Some still think to find God, the place to be is church. If you want to have anything to do with God, then church is the place to be. In some way, man is still wanting to be separated from God. And man is still hiding from him. Where is God. Later in Scripture, Paul writes some great things. And in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 to 17, something amazing is revealed as to answering this question, where is God? It says there, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labour. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid the foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, as the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through flames. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? I'll leave it there, because that answers the question this morning. Where is God? To me, the verses in that particular scripture tells me something that each of us can get really excited about. Mm-hmm. Today, we've regained the garden experience. Today, you can claim that you now have a personal God. Not only that, a God that is living in us. It says in this scripture, don't you know that yourselves are God's temple? And that God's Spirit dwells in your midst. That's something amazing this morning. That's something that each one of us can claim this morning. Today and every day, God is walking with you. God is wanting to have that personal experience with you. Each one of us are part of God's church this morning. Each one of us are His tabernacle, His dwelling place, His garden. So when daily life's challenges come and face us, when things seem to be in turmoil, things seem to be broken, things seem to not quite be going exactly as we would expect, who's there at the side of you? Who's there walking with you? Where is God? He's right there. Amen. Amen.